Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Episode 51. We made it past 50 episodes. Finally, only took me 4 years. But we are here, and we are ready to go. We had some interesting fights this last weekend. Not a super, I would say, entertaining fight card. I mean, there were some definitely some great fights, don't get me wrong. Some good performances, but a lot of weird stuff to talk about. But let's just jump right into the main card from this weekend. Excuse me. I'm a disgusting sack of shit. All right. Gerald Merchart defeating Brian Barberina via second round submission. Guys, I was kind of shocked to see just how well Gerald Merchart has been performing since he lost to Khamzat Chimaev. He's only had... Okay, I'm lying. I don't know why I thought that. But he's still... Look how many fights he's had since then. He had, let's see, 1, 2, 3 wins after that. Lost to Christoph Jocko. Beat Bruno Silva and then lost to Joe Piper and Andre Petroski. But still, the dude has been fighting, not just in the UFC, but fighting for so long. He's 36-17. You do the math on that, because it's going to take me a minute to count. What's 36 plus 10? 46 plus 7? 53 fights. Could you imagine getting into 53 fight? That is fucking insane. Even sparring matches, 53 sparring matches is a lot. I've probably had about that many, but still, that's a lot. But that's not a fight. It's way different. He's only been in the UFC since 2016, too, which is very interesting. So he's had a lot of fights in the UFC, too. Well, I guess that's 8 years in the UFC. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. That was his 20th UFC fight. That's absolutely insane, but congratulations to Gerald Merchart. He looked fantastic in that fight against Brian Barberina. And then we had Macy Chasson defeating Pani Kinziad, I think that's how you pronounce her name, via first round submission. I'll tell you what, guys. We'll get into this after here in a few minutes, but my picking this year, as far as fight card picks goes, have been just absolutely atrocious. And I did pick Macy to win this fight, but every time she fights, I always pick her to win by submission, and I feel like she never does. And then the one fight I don't pick her to win by submission, she wins by submission. It's just shit luck. Absolutely shit luck. Let's see. Yeah. Her last submission win in the UFC was the Ultimate Fighter finale. 2018. She hasn't had one. She's had two knockouts. She lost by submission. And then she finally gets her first submission in the UFC. So good performance by Macy Chasson. I think that's how you say her name. I think she's Cajun, right? She's from Louisiana. She's got to be Cajun. Hopefully. Anyway. And then Christian Rodriguez defeating Isaac Dilgarian by split decision. Are you sure about that? You sure about that? Because I didn't watch all of these fights. I had to go back and watch them because I was working. But I watched this one. And if anything, you could have given... First of all, Dilgarian clearly won rounds 1 and 2. Clearly. It wasn't even close. Second round was closer, but I clearly thought Dilgarian at least won 1 and 2. Especially round 1. Dominated round 1. Round 3, I thought was a 10-8 for Christian Rodriguez. If you said 10-9, I wouldn't be mad at you, right? So, let's do the math here, guys. What's 10 times 2? 20. Plus 8. 28. What's 9 plus 9? 9 plus 9 is 18. What's it plus 10? 28. If anything, this fight should have been a draw. It should have been 28-28. Look at these judges' scorecards. Sal D'Amato had it 28-27 for Christian Rodriguez. And Judge Ron McCarthy, again, fucking it up, had it 28-27 for Rodriguez. How? What fight were you watching that he won two rounds? I'm going to try to find the scorecards. Because I'm curious how they score. I know what the final score was, but I don't know what the actual, like, how they scored it. I'm super curious. Official scorecards. I honestly didn't know the UFC had the official scorecards like up. That's fucking cool. Christian Rodriguez. Okay. So. All right, so Sal D'Amato scored it 10-8 in the first round for the Dalgarian. Okay, I'm fine with that. And then he scored the next round for Rodriguez. And then he gave a 10-8 to Rodriguez. Did Ron McCarthy do the same thing? He did. I don't understand how you're scoring that second round for Christian Rodriguez. I really don't. It was a close round, but I would definitely say Dalgarian got the better of him. He tired him out. I think he won the end of the round. I just don't understand how we're having these. Like, who is Sal D'Amato? I don't even know who the fuck that is. Like, I only know him from Bruce Buffer reading the scorecards. I don't know who this guy is. I don't know what his qualifications are to be an MMA referee. And normally I wouldn't say that he has bad scorecards, but like, what is this guy's qualifications? And then if you guys want to know who Ron McCarthy is, Ron McCarthy is the son of famed referee, greatest of all time referee, OG referee in the UFC, John McCarthy. So you got to wonder how the fuck he got that job. And also, if John McCarthy is your dad, how are you this bad? He's had some of the worst decisions this year. It's unbelievable. And I'm trying to figure out how the fuck this guy is qualified. I have no idea what this guy does. I should probably be more informed on that, but what are you going to do, you know? But yeah, that was just a horrendous decision. I've seen worse decisions, but that one was just like it made no sense to me. It made absolutely no sense to me, but you know, what are you going to do? And we had another split decision on the card. We had OSP versus Kennedy and Zenchiku. Split decision win there for Ovin St. Preux. I didn't have a problem with that. I thought OSP won that fight. And honestly, I thought OSP was kind of slowing down a little bit. Because he had, how many fights is that in a row that he had lost? I knew he had lost a gang of fights. Well, maybe not too bad. He just lost to Philip Lenz, beat Shogun. Why the fuck was Shogun fighting 2 years ago in the UFC? That's insane. But beat a 40-year-old man. 42, Jesus. Lost to Tanner Boser, lost to Jamal Hill. Beat Alonzo Menafield, lost to Ben Rothwell. But yeah, he's kind of been on the skid in the last few years. So it was good to see him getting there and win. But he was fighting at heavyweight. to be fair, he went back up to heavyweight. Now he's back down to 205, which makes a lot more sense for him. He's fucking huge. If you've ever seen him in person, he was at one of the fights I went to. He's massive. I don't know how this guy gets down to 205. It's insane, especially when you're all muscle like that. I know it's a lot of water weight, but still insane. The dude's fucking giant. Good win for Ovin St. Preux. All right. That brings us on to Brian Battle versus Anguilusa. I think that's how you pronounce it. I fucking went and rewatched the fight to try to learn how to pronounce his name, and I had it right up here. I really did. I had it right in the old noggin, but of course my dumbass already forgot. But just an unfortunate situation. But here's the thing. He did get eye poked, Lusa. Brian Battle did eye poke him. I know it wasn't intentional. And sometimes that's just the way it goes. Sometimes you get shit luck. And the doctor asked him if he could see, and he said he can't see. So they have to stop the fight. That's cut blank that they have to stop the fight. Maybe he didn't understand that he couldn't say that. That's very possible. He might have been, because you know, everybody's been poked in the eye. You know, it takes a while for the vision in the eye to come back. And it wasn't a horrible eye poke by Brian Battle, but it was an eye poke. And maybe he, because I don't think there's any damage to his eye. But he might not have been able to see well. So he just goes, I can't see. So the fight gets stopped. Goes to the no contest. They go in the center of the ring. And Brian Battle is the one that starts. I didn't see maybe what happened before that. Like when they cut to commercial. I don't know if Losa was saying something. We're looking at him funny. I don't know. But as soon as the decision gets read, Brian Battle turns to him and calls him like a fuck. He goes, you fucking pussy. You looking for a way out. So he's the one that kind of starts all the shit. And I understand the frustration from him. But then that obviously sparks a reaction from Anji, or whatever his name is. And then he's like, oh, you know, they go back and forth. Fuck you. I'll fucking kill you. Blah, blah, blah. Brian Battle's talking shit. And then I think Battle was using that for being like, he can see just fine. There's no reason this fight should have been stopped. He can see he was looking for a way out, which he very well could have been looking for a way out, because he was getting the brakes beat off of him in that first round. Like Brian Battle said, he said he was doing whatever he wanted to him, and he really was. But the bottom line is that if you say you can't see to the doctor, the fight has to be stopped. And he might have known that, and he might have been looking for a way out, or maybe he just, at the time, he just couldn't see. I would really love for the referees to be able to maybe, because the doctor came in and they had to give him a cold compress. I would love for the referees to be able just to do that and give him 3.5-4 minutes, and then if they're still like, then bring the doctor in. It'll make 3.5 minutes. Then bring the doctor and have him look at the eye and then make a decision, because it was like a minute and a half they had already made a decision. And it takes a while for your eye to come back after you've been poked in the eye. It sucks. It sucks really bad. Even getting a glove in the eye, I've gotten like, during sparring, I've gotten like, you know, the big 16-ounce gloves. You get punched in the eye and part of that hits your eye. It fucking hurts. And you can't really see for a minute. So, but it is what it is. I don't think they're going to run that one back. I always love watching Brian Battle fight, but unfortunate situation, but what are you going to do? All right, that brings us to the main event. Obviously, the main event was supposed to be, who was it? Marvin Vettori, and that's embarrassing. Who was he supposed to fight? It was the original main event. Marvin Vettori, who was he supposed to fight? Yeah. This is so embarrassing. I should know this. I really, really should know this. Brandon Allen. I really wanted to see that fight because Brandon Allen's a bad man. He's really been working his way up. But obviously that fight gets canceled. So that gives us Tai Tuivasa versus Martin Tybura for the main event. And what I like about these two is obviously it was a short notice main event. It was like 3 or 4 days in advance. And they were still going to, it only went one round. but they still were going to go five rounds if possible. It was still a five-round main event because a lot of the times you'll see guys do that and it'll just be three rounds. And especially at heavyweight, that was awesome to see. But yeah, they were going to go all five, so that was fucking awesome. Tai Tuivasa came out really strong, looked really good in the first couple minutes of the fight, and then Martin Tybur took him down, kind of really did whatever he wanted with him on the ground, and submitted him in the first round. I don't know if he put him out. I didn't see Tuivasa tap. I'm going to have to go back and rewatch that one again. But Verde could choke victory in the first round for Martin Tybur. And how many losses in a row is that for Tai Tuivasa? That's four losses now. Lost to Tybur, lost to Volkov, lost to Sergey Pavlovich, and lost to Cyril Gane. And that's his second submission loss in a row. I would really like to see Tai work a lot more on his grappling. Maybe just go to a wrestling camp. Maybe go to AKA for just a year. Take some time off. Learn the ground game. Because you fight Cyril Gane, Sergey Pavlovich, and you get knocked out. That's to be expected. But he's had three losses in the UFC by submission, all choke submissions. Ezekiel, a rear naked choke, and an arm triangle. So obviously that's something he probably needs to work on. And I know he was training a lot over in Saudi Arabia. I don't know who he was training with, but that's when he kind of went on that win streak. He beat Stefan Struve, Harry Hunsucker, Greg Hardy, Augusto Sakai, Derek Lewis, and almost beat Cyril Gane. He had that big overhand right haymaker that landed on Cyril Gane and knocked him down. We were that close to getting Tai Tuivasa versus John Jones. But obviously the ground game is something that he probably needs to work on a little bit. But what do I know? He's definitely a way better wrestler than I am. I'm just a fucking schmuck. But I would love to see him really go in and work on his wrestling, and I'd like to see him use a lot more. He's a long, lanky, he's got long legs. He has long arms. I'd like to see him utilize those kicks more, because he does throw those inside leg kicks a lot, but maybe I'd like to throw him some teeps to the body, some body kicks, maybe throw a head kick. I know it's hard at heavyweight with how tall everybody is, but maybe go to just do some strict Muay Thai too. That would be awesome. But good performance by Martin Tybur. He's ranked 9. I don't know where they put him up now, but he's on a little bit of. He's doing well. He's 3-1 in his last four. His only loss in those last four was to Tom Aspinall. So he's been looking good. All right, let's get in to my verdict picks for the week. So far, our record is bad. I don't remember what it is off the top of my head. I forgot to write it down, but I will have that right here. That is our record so far for 2024, and it's a shit one. So hopefully this week's card picks that up a little bit. We're going to take Fernando Padilla by decision. Let me move over here so you can see my picks. We are going to take Billy Quarantillo by knockout or TKO. We're going to take Cameron Simon by decision. We're going to take Edmund Shabazian by knockout. And you're going to see on here, I put down Carl Williams by decision, because it's on the verdict app, it says he's fighting Junior Tafa. And I was like, he just fought and got his legs fucked up. So I was like, Carl Williams. But it's Justin Tafa. So we're going to take Justin Tafa by knockout. And then Rose Namajunas via decision. So hopefully we go 6-for-6 this weekend. I need it bad. I need it so bad. We can take 3-2. I don't want to do 3-2. I want at least 4-1. 4-2. 4-2. We can take that. But we can't lose again this week, or else we're going to be digging ourselves out of the hole for the rest of the year. We're only 3 months in, so we got time to make a recovery. Oh, goodness. Unbelievable. I'm so terrible at this. I did a full card pick for UFC 299. It was fucking bad. I think my 7 fights that we had on verdict for UFC 299, I went like 3-4 or 2-6 or something. Or I think it was 3-4 or 2-5. It was bad. It was really bad. I really got to stop picking with my heart. And I did this time. I finally stopped. I did the right thing. Look at me. All right. That's going to be it for this week's episode. Really appreciate you guys tuning in. Video episode up on YouTube. Podcast is everywhere you can get your podcast. If you're on YouTube watching, please like and subscribe. It would fucking help me so much. I love each and every one of you. And I will see you back here next week, hopefully with some better results. And remember, if someone's selling you fight picks online, they're scam artists. All right. Have a good day, guys. Bye.